In today's news headlines, the Republican-controlled Senate on Monday evening voted to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court with a vote of 52-48. All Republicans, except for Senator Susan Collins, voted to approve President Donald Trump's nominee. All Democrats voted against. The New York Times explained that, quote, it was the first time in 151 years that a justice was confirmed without a single vote from the minority party. Barrett has replaced Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as the least experienced judge in at least 30 years. But Mr. Trump, in a ceremony in the Rose Garden that resembled a political rally, said Barrett, quote, is one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land. Barrett was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas, with all participants in close quarters wearing no masks.
I do solemnly swear.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That's Amy Coney Barrett being sworn in on Monday night, exactly a week before the presidential election, on which she may be called upon to rule. Numerous issues await Barrett on the court in the coming days, including rulings on the counting of absentee ballots in battleground states. Next week will also include hearings on cases important to LGBTQ rights, and on November 10th, the Affordable Care Act is on the agenda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who aggressively pushed through the confirmation process in record speed, explained on Fox News that Barrett's position on the court is an asset to the Republican Party.
I think this nominee will be a political asset for our candidates around the country, not a liability, but an asset.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, warned about the dangerous political move to rush Barrett's confirmation.
Monday, October 26, 2020, will go down as one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate. Let the record show that tonight, the Republican Senate majority decided to thwart the will of the people and confirm a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court in the middle of a presidential election after more than 60 million Americans have voted. Let the record show that tonight the Republican majority will break 231 years of precedent and become the first majority to confirm a Supreme Court justice this close to Election Day. And let the record show that tonight the Republican majority will make a mockery of its own stated principle that the American people deserve a voice in the selection of Supreme Court justices, completing the partisan theft of two seats on the Supreme Court using completely contradictory rationales.
Mr. Schumer was referring to the fact that Republicans refused to consider President Obama's nominee Merrick Garland to the court more than 200 days before that election, saying it was too close. Trump then appointed Neil Gorsuch when he was inaugurated. Barrett's replacement of Ginsburg on the court by Trump turned that logic upside down. Trump has now appointed three justices to the Supreme Court in less than 4 years. That's one-third of the entire court. And one of his appointees, Brett Kavanaugh, just issued an election-related opinion on Wisconsin's ability to accept ballots. In a 5-3 ruling, the court on Monday decided that absentee ballots may not be accepted in the battleground state after 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 3rd, even if they have been postmarked before that date. In his ruling, Kavanaugh claimed that including absentee ballots that arrive past 8 p.m. could, quote, potentially flip the results of an election. Justice Elena Kagan countered that, quote, there are no results to flip until all valid votes are counted. The ruling could have serious repercussions next week for other states as well. Already, the Republican Party has appealed to the Supreme Court to apply that logic to mail-in and absentee ballots in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, who slammed Barrett's confirmation as rushed and unprecedented, is visiting states other than the traditional election battlegrounds, including Iowa and Georgia. Voters in swing states appear to be most enthusiastic in early voting, And across the nation, an unprecedented 66 million people have already cast their ballots. Some predict that 100 million early ballots will be cast before November 3rd. 20 former U.S. attorneys have signed on to a letter backing Biden for president. All are Republican and were appointed by every GOP president from Eisenhower through to Trump himself. In their letter, the signatories said that Trump is, quote, a threat to the rule of law in our country, and that, quote, the president has clearly conveyed that he expects his Justice Department appointees and prosecutors to serve his personal and political interests. Attorney General William Barr, who has made clear that he prioritizes protecting Trump over the rule of law, has proven their point in many instances. One of the latest instances is Barr's decision that the Justice Department would defend Trump in a defamation lawsuit over a rape allegation by writer E. Jean Carroll. But a federal judge on Tuesday just blocked the move. Ms. Carroll, who accused Trump of raping her decades ago, can now proceed with her lawsuit against Trump over denigrating comments that he made about her in public. Police in Philadelphia have just shot and killed a black man named Walter Wallace, who appeared to have been in the middle of a mental health crisis. In a videotaped incident, Wallace is seen carrying what may be a knife in a neighborhood in broad daylight, with community members nearby and a woman attempting to calm him down. Two police officers wielding guns shot him down from several feet away in the middle of the street, after which passersby rushed to aid the victim. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said in a statement that the video of the shooting, quote, presents difficult questions that must be answered. Mass protests overnight in Philadelphia resulted in 30 officers having minor injuries. Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and advisor, is under fire for making racist comments during a Fox interview.
The thing we've seen in a lot of the black community, which is mostly Democrat, is that President Trump's policies are the policies that can help people break out of the problems that they're complaining about, but he can't want them to be successful more than they want to be successful.
That's Jared Kushner during a Fox News interview questioning whether black Americans want to be successful. Kushner failed to mention that what many black Americans and their allies want is an end to racist police violence and brutality. 5 months after the mass national uprising in the wake of George Floyd's killing in Minnesota, hundreds of activists with Black Lives Matter are facing fines and serious legal charges around the country. Almost no police officers have faced charges. The U.S.'s coronavirus infection rates are deeply troubling, as Dr. Anthony Fauci has now warned, no matter how you look at it, it's not good news. The nation's foremost infectious diseases expert says that the worst months of the pandemic are now beginning, with 80,000 new infections per day being recorded. But President Trump, who is attempting to defy reality, is saying the opposite. On Monday, Trump said the coronavirus pandemic was, quote, ending anyway. Finally, thousands of Californians have been forced to evacuate over high winds and the threat of fires spreading. Nearly 100,000 people near Irvine in Southern California were given mandatory evacuation orders from the Silverado fire, and two firefighters have been seriously injured. And that does it for our news headlines.